to me, enough is enough. They just wanna hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. We won't let them hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. We got returns. I love it. Tag team. I wanted it to be tag team month. Didn't go completely my way, but we're halfway. So I have it because this was something that everybody wanted. Above the rest, right? So we got Gabriel Sky and Tristan Kai. How are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. I'm so happy that you guys are here. So I already see people in the chat. What's going on, chat? What's going on?
So, I see all out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Can we see the chat too?
No, but I'll read everything that goes on into the chat. So I'm going through a program. So, but yeah. So we see Jonathan. He goes, Wild Hound here. What's up? What's going on, Jonathan?
Yo, Wild Hound. Good.
John's in the chat. He goes, Gabe Sky soon to be the new Wrestling Open champ. Look at that.
Damn, no lies detected. It's just the truth.
Ooh.
Right here.
Ooh. Captain Dave, what's going on, Captain Dave?
Captain Dave, how are you?
It's been a minute since I've seen him. I've been kind of avoiding Jersey. There's all the traffic and all that crap. I don't want to deal with it. Melissa, what's going on? She goes, hello. So,
what's up, Melissa?
So let's hold off on the questions. I'll get to your questions. So let's start it off, because if you have not watched these interviews before with them, please go back, go watch them. If not, if this is the first time that you guys are seeing Above the Rest, you know, I'm gonna go a little bit with them, a little detailed. So I think the best way to start it is, how did you guys meet?
We met just from being at the same wrestling school, same training school, you know. You want to add on to that? Tristan Ty.
You know, it was at least for me, like, I've always been, how I operate is I really make sure that the people I'm close with, the people I associate with, have similar goals and just have that drive that, you know, in anything, in whatever job. First time I met Gabe, well, saw Gabe technically was my debut, and watching him, he wrestled Smiley. So it's, and you know, they just wrestled. So it was really full circle to kind of see like the progression of that. But I remember seeing him and like, this dude is so good. Like, it was like, it was one of those things where, okay, he gets it. Not only does he get it, he wants to actually do something with this. So that's someone I definitely want to be training with. And we hit it off immediately just because of the passion. And then because of that, we found out so many things we have in common. And, you know, I think that's like the why we've been so close, is because we automatically had that basis of like, we both love wrestling. We both, you know, we're similar in age to where we, you know, we liked a lot, you know, some of the same things, but we also are very different. And I think that's what also makes it work, because we, you know, things that I like, I put him on. Things he likes, he puts me on. And we always have different approaches to the same solution. And I think that's what makes everything work all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. No, I mean, we kind of just instantly, like, kind of bonded, you know, just became friends in that way, you know. At the time, there were, like, we were training with FPW, so there were three different schools. I was in the Bohemia school in Long Island. He was in the other Long Island school. And what's the town again?
Lynbrook, actually.
Lynbrook. And then there was the Jamaica school.
Yeah.
So we were on the same shows, but we never really got to, like, interact really until we both started training with Kono. And Kono kind of took over as the head trainer for FTW. And then we kind of just both realized, like, damn, like you're kind of – like training the same way that I'm training. You're interested in wrestling the same way that I'm interested in wrestling. You know what I mean? Like kind of same thing, like what you said, you know, like kind of similar interests and similar, just, you know, even just like backgrounds too, you know, like you're both just so like, I don't know, different culturally, but like similar, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, so it just kind of ended up working out, you know, where we became friends and then started wrestling each other and wrestling all over the place. So yeah, now here we are. It's crazy.
It's wild, you know. It's, yeah. And I love to see like you guys like growing together. And it's like 2023 has been such an amazing year for you guys. You know, obviously we're gonna break Thank down you. Some of these matches that you had. There's so much to talk about. Oh my god. So all right, let's backtrack another way. Is I want to talk about Above the Rest. So again, you know, I know like we probably talked about this on our individual interviews, but again, if somebody's like popping in here and never saw you guys, never saw that interview before, where did Above the Rest come from?
Came from our trainer, really, you know. Yeah. Came from Ono. He kind of he called himself a cut above the rest. Mm-hmm. Like even his theme song, you can hear it. This is what it looks like being the best, you know what I mean? Like it's in the song. But you know, he started using it as a nickname, and when we started training with him, I think there were times where we would tag team together, or Tristan and Kona would tag team together, and they called themselves Above the Rest. And then just via association, you know, he trained both of us. We started teaming all three of us together, I think, for the first time in ICW in November 2018 was the first time we had actually, like, called ourselves Above the Rest. And then everywhere else after that, we tag-teamed. We just carried the name with us, really, you know? Like, we started teaming in the summer of 2018, August, like, for CZW, and then, but we weren't labeling ourselves as, like, any kind of name or anything, really. It was just, you know, Gabriel Sky and Tristan Tai. Like, people knew that we trained together and wrestled each other and again, you know, together. And, but it wasn't until Kono kind of, giving us his seal of approval, kind of giving us that stamp of like, these are my kids, these are my students, like you guys are above the rest. That's where it came from. So, yeah.
I love that. I feel like we got to continue with that thought, everything with Kono. So shout out to Kono. Yeah. Because, you know, such amazing thing. We talked a little bit, even like Percy Ryan's been on here. The school's coming. So August 1st, right? That was the date, August 1st at the...
Yep, August 1st. Yeah. Big stuff. Big stuff coming up.
So, yeah, huge.
That's
huge.
Amazing. So, you know, you guys, I always tell, you know, people that are looking to get into wrestling, you know, you need that good school, you know, if you want to like think about it. I'm always like pushing like some of the schools because there really are some great schools. Kono is one of the best, obviously. Yeah. You know, uh-huh. We've had a lot of the kids that have been trained under Kono on this podcast. So check that out. So we got to talk about Remarkable a little bit straight from there, because I love Remarkable. I always want to be there. I've missed like a couple, but I always watch them if I can't, you know, or if I can watch them live, I'll definitely watch them live. So Gabe's being the heavyweight champion, Tristan's being the Riot champion. Like, you guys are carrying all the gold, which is...
We're dominating Remarkable Wrestling right now.
You really are. That's for sure.
And listen, it's not like it was unpredictable. You know what I mean? It's kind of like when you have two of the best on the same card and the same shows. Eventually, both of them are going to get to the top. Right. I'm glad that it's with, you know, with my best friend, with my tag team partner, that we're both at the top of the helm, you know, running stuff. Remarkable, you know, and it's kind of just, it was kind of destined to be that way from day one, you know. Both tournament, both got to the finals and wrestled each other, you know.
You wrestled like almost 40 minutes, though.
Yeah, it was crazy. We wrestled earlier that night too.
Yeah, I mean, I had a little bit of an easier night than he did. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
it was, you know, me and Myron, which is no joke. I mean, Myron's one of the best in the world, and you know, we always shout outs to him. But I had a wrestling match. Gabe had a no holds barred match with Danny D'Amato, and that's not like a walk in the park. And the stuff that he had to go through, you know, I'm watching this like, Jesus Christ, you know. And but again, but that's what made me fall in love with who he is his character and what he's willing to put himself through, you know, behind closed doors and then out in the public, you know, what he does. And that's really what it is. It's not so much always everyone can put in work in the ring. It's what you do after. And that's one of the reasons why, like, I took to him so much is because of what he brings to the table, like, all the time. So him doing that and then us going to war for that for some, you know, it was just so, like, so much deeper than wrestling, that match, and what Remarkable has become and what it will be, because it is on us, and it is something that we know that we've worked really, really hard. And I mean, I'm obviously going to be biased about it, but we have the best wrestling shows in New York right now. And I don't care. Like, you can argue production, you can argue attendance, you can argue clout for right now, but I'm telling you, you're not getting the matches that anywhere else than Remarkable. So we know we're taking a different route. We're obviously taking a chance, but we believe in ourselves. We believe in Kona, and we believe in Remarkable. So we're gonna keep grinding and keep making this, you know, this promotion, you know, memorable and something that's gonna, you know, matter and have legs for the future, for sure.
What I also like, and me and Kona have had this conversation, is that it is very different, right? So it's like you think New York. I mean, obviously, I'm from New York, you know. So it's like, you know, a lot of the promotions, you see like the same people, you know, you're using the same talent or whatever. So what I liked about Remarkable is that it's like you're bringing in talent from all over the place, even if it's a one-off or whatever like that. Like, we've seen Brick City Boys like come in, Casey Kirk come in, you know, Danny DeMonto's come in, you know. So like Miracle Generation, like the list goes on and on. Ichiban even had Haven, you know. Like, these are people that obviously, that if you've watched this podcast, you know all these freaking names because they've been on this podcast and stuff like that. And especially with someone like me who follows a lot of the indies, you
Yeah.
know, so I'll know pretty much everybody that like walks into the door of Remarkable most of the time. And I know it's kind of like very different for, like, you know, other people. There's like, oh, who's this person, you know, who's this person. It's like, wait, just wait till you see them
No.
wrestle. And then when they get into the ring with you guys, it's like, so I'm in my happy place, because it's like, yes, now I can see this locally, like, you know, all
Thank
these
you.
amazing people.
Yeah.
so
100%.
so
That's really what I feel like has separated Remarkable Wrestling from everything else that's going on in the area, you know? Like 100%. I am in total agreement. I'm full belief that anybody can go to any show that they want to support anyone you want to support. I'm not going to tell you know, what to do or where to go or anything like that, or even where not to go. You know what I mean? Because there's so many different options for pro wrestling right now, and for pro wrestlers in general to go, and for fans to go. Like, I am in firm belief that right now is there's never been a better time to be a wrestling fan, because there's so many different options. And that's the beautiful thing about Remarkable, is that it's different from all the other promotions that are going on right now, just in the Northeast or just in general, because the roster is so different. The roster is so different, and we're giving people different chances. We're giving different people like just more opportunities, you know what I mean? Like, that's really what I wanted from day one, just being a part of the roster as a professional, as an athlete, and just as a human being. Like, I just wanted to see more people get more chances, especially in New York, where this is kind of the hotbed for where independent wrestling, like the love for independent wrestling, really started. You go back and you look at ECW in the 90s, and they would go to the Elks Lodge. And they would go to the Hammerstein Ballroom, and they would go, you know, back to the Manhattan Center for Raw early in the 90s, even though that's, you know, on a different level. And then even in the early 2000s with Ring of Honor and ICW, and well into the 2010s with House of Glory and everything. But, you
Evolve,
know,
yeah.
Evolve, same thing. Yeah, like it was the home for a lot of these like amazing independent promotions, and I wanted Remarkable to kind of be that modern day. And I hope that we're doing that. I'm faithful and confident that we're doing that now, just because of the cards that we have and the people that are on the cards and the matches that we're having. You know, it's kind of like making a sandwich. You know, like, you want to make a good sandwich, you need to make sure there's stuff in there that's appetizing. You need to make sure there's stuff in there that you actually want. You know, even same thing with music. No musician ever makes music that they hate. You know, we're making wrestling that we've wanted to see, that we've wanted to happen. And now we're just getting the chance to do that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm grateful and blessed for the fact that I've been given a chance to kind of run with the ball with Remarkable in terms of just having the world championship and being like the guy, kind of the face to run with that flag, kind of be the flag bearer, because I feel like it's done something completely different for me and something completely different for the promotion, you know, because now everywhere that I go, people associate my name with this promotion.
Right.
So when people see me, they ask about Remarkable Wrestling. They're like, hey, how can I try and get work there? Or where do you guys show air? Or when's the next show? You know what I mean?
Right.
Just to be able to do that and to have that association and then also raise it another level. And then for it to also raise me to another level, and for Tristan and for guys on the roster like Desmond and Percy Ryan and Liam Jacobs and all these other people, like they're able to get consistent work on a good platform that's giving people different chances and just more opportunities in general. So yeah, I know I kind of went I went long-winded with that.
No,
but that, I mean, really, that's really how much it means to me, really, you know.
You said it well, and I'm usually the one that doesn't shut up, so. No, but he hit it right on the head, though. It's the opportunities and things to where we're not waiting anymore.
Right.
We're making the opportunities, and we're letting people see organically the skill set and the talent that is the Remarkable roster. You're right, we have a lot of one-offs, but the core roster that comes in is able to prove himself. No, you know, and Gabe being able to defend the title in different promotions to extend it that way. For him to have these ridiculous matches, like 2 out of 3 falls with Ken Broadway, like, you know, like they're not doing 2 out of 3 falls like that all the time on like Thursdays or be it right. There's different rules. There's different storylines. There's different capacity that we're allowed to do certain things. We're Remarkable. We have so much more of a platform to execute. Like Gabe was saying, like what makes us, and for that to transfer to other audiences and allow them to understand what we can do, not just what we're allowed to do in, you know, these different spots. So it's definitely a place that we defend, like it's our home, and we know how good we are, and we know how good everybody else is, and everybody that shows up there, Gabe, myself, you know, we set the standard for how you're supposed to behave in that locker room, how you're supposed to come out there, and what you're supposed to execute. Because whether I'm first, whether I'm middle, you know, especially when Gabe's closing, it, like he said, with the sandwich, you have to top or at least match what we're bringing.
Yeah.
And we are going to leave everything out there every single time. And, you know, if you get the call from Remarkable, it's not a, oh, cool, I get to do this on Saturday or something. No, it's like, I better get some good sleep. I better watch my tape. I better go to the gym, and I better get ready, because this show is just as important as any other show that they've been on, any other card. The difference is we're in the inception of what we're doing. We're in chapter one of Remarkable, and they're gonna catch on, because we know what we're doing, and we know what it's gonna be. So
definitely,
we're building.
I'm gonna continue with Remarkable in a second, but shout out to DM Stevens in the chat. He said one of the best tag teams in the game. So
brother, what's going on? How you doing?
Yeah, he never pulls the 5 count on me. I'm so sure. Shout out.
He's an amazing referee.
Yeah,
he's amazing. Yeah. One of the best. 100%.
Always there, always there, reliable, and always there to, you know, share some kind words, man. So
yeah,
shout out to Steven.
Absolutely. So also, and then Merce, I'll ask your question after, but I wanted to follow up with the Remarkable, because we have to talk about the Cajun Warfare, because it was wild, and I was coming for this match, and I was like, okay, like, you guys and Miracle Jen, and I was like, damn, this whole freaking match, Ken Broadway and Bufa, and I was like, and Percy, I'm like, yo, I was like, this could have been like the whole show. You guys went off, like, holy, I was excited. I was I bought those tickets right away. I was like, I'm sitting in the front row, I'm sitting front and center getting all the good photos, you know, this one's gonna die, this one's gonna get hit into the cage. I was like, this is amazing. There's so many cage matches that has happened this year, but yeah, this is definitely one of my favorites. So, but yeah, you guys put in the freaking work, you didn't care, like, talk to us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I mean, do you have it? Do you have any thoughts on the
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was just going to say,
thing?
like, how we were just talking about, like, these special matches and stories that we get to tell. Like, Miracle Generation, for example, that's somebody that, people that, they were one of the first people I got to make my comeback on, in terms of getting my feet wet again in the scene and working with a team very hungry, like how we were when we started, and they have the right mindset for this. And for us to come together at our promotion and team with them after the thing, the things that we've gotten to do with them, things that they've got to accomplish on their own, things we've got to accomplish on our own. And everybody in that match, all 10, worked very hard to get to that point. And again, to have that platform, to have a match like that, no time limit, just us going out there and putting on a show in the main event with the main event level, main event intensity that we know we can always bring. And it's a lot of it. It's a little bit chip on our shoulder type of deal where it's like, we told you we're this damn good. And also carrying the remarkable banner of this is why you watch us. You got the best right now. And also, for the fans and then for us. It's not every day you get to have a War Games type style match. And not only that, but having the championships in there, having the storylines bleed into each other, having, like I said, people like you, having our families, having fans understand what we're trying to bring to the table. I think that match really capped off what we are, what we represent, and just what we're willing to put ourselves through to build a remarkable name. So,
Yeah, 100%. Like you said, there was nobody in that match that didn't earn their spot to be there. You had a stacked crew, a stacked slew of guys that have kind of been there and stood out and remarkable for a reason on each show, and just, in general, independent wrestling have worked their asses off to really get to where they wanted to go. And it kind of just worked out so well that, it was 10 of like the best, like just in that area right now, or just in remarkable in general. And there was a lot of animosity going into it too. There was so much going on going into that match. Tristan and Desmond had their thing going on, and here I was with Ken, still feuding with him after all these years for the championship. And then you had Kona in there, who still had his thing going on, or Percy. Miracle and Fight or Die. Like it was for me to step out of the bubble, to kind of step out of the circle and look at it. It was appealing to see that each opponent had a mirror to them. You know what I mean? Like, Tristan, Dez, me and Ken. Same thing, tag team, Kono and Percy. But again, like same thing of what you were saying, Tristan. Just the fact that the match was so different, the fact that we got to tell a real like story in terms of this whole build-up going on ever since the first show, going into the steel cage, like this Final Destination kind of match, this big blow-off kind of match where it's like, here's a few different rivalries, 10 great wrestlers, just put them all in the war zone, all war game style. I was happy with how that played out, but the match itself was brutal, super physical, definitely up there in terms of like matches that I've like come out feeling like damaged or just felt like worn down or tired. That match is definitely up there. And I know it sounds cliche because, oh, it's the cage. Like, what you get, every wrestler leaves the cage a different wrestler. They leave the person that they weren't before, But I definitely feel like right after that match, I was like, man, I'm beat right
I
now.
think it was like a
And then we wrestled
45-minute
two more
match.
matches that weekend. Yeah, it was like almost an hour. That match was almost an hour, and me and Desmond started that.
Yeah, they stayed the whole time, man. I got to slide in last. It was nice. But yeah, no, but like I keep saying, and then we had to switch gears because we couldn't recover. We had to wrestle the next day. So, and the day after that. So, but again, that's the life that we signed up for. So at the same time, right, as grueling and as taxing as it is what we signed up for. It is what we'd always wanted. We want to have those airport alerts. We want to have those merchandise, go up. We want to have those calls. We want to have that inbox full. We want to be too busy to answer everybody. That's the goal, and we know matches like that is what puts us on the map and continues to keep us on the map, and not just as we're on the map, but we have a label now. We're a part of the map now. and
you're above the rest.
Every year, every day, every month, we elevate where we're at. We elevate our mindset. We always keep each other in check. I think that's the biggest thing too between me and him, is the fact that no matter, you know, good days, bad days, everything else in between, love is the basis of it. So every conversation we have, we know that's the energy that we have when we have, when we talk. And he always built me up, I always built him up, whether that's singles, whether that's tag. And I think that's what really makes us, you know, above the rest, to put it, you know, yeah. No pun intended, just because of the mindset of it all. Not that other people don't have it, right. But I'm not focused on everyone else. I'm focused on me and him. So, you know, that's what makes us the best.
And definitely go watch this.
Keep each other accountable, you know, just constant elevation, consistent elevation, you know, just being real with each other.
Yeah.
You know,
there you go.
But you gotta do, you just gotta be there for your friends. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's something that gets lost so much within this generation. Like, it takes one to know one, you know what I mean? Like, you have to be there for your friends, no matter what you're going through, you know what I mean? But again, like, the feeling of human empathy, or just, like, being able to show that you care, you know what I mean? I think that's one of the reasons why our bond has been so strong, because we show that we're there for each other, you know what I mean? I think a lot of people get scared, or, you know, especially in wrestling, too, you know what I mean? Like, we didn't know each other before this, but now, like, our dynamic is so much more than just pro wrestling.
It's going
to the gym, it's spending time with your family, spending time with your friends, your loved ones, you know what I mean, just hanging out and BSing or whatever it is, you know, what just happened in the last game or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it's more than that. I think it's healthy, you know. So yeah.
Well, there you have it. So definitely check that match out. Check out Remarkable. Shout out again to everybody on Remarkable. Good stuff. But definitely go back. Go watch that match. It's so worthy to watch. Okay, so Marissa has a question in chat. She goes, what has been your favorite match so far of 2023? And then actually your second question, that's how I'm going to end off my podcast. So so we're going to save that one. So favorite match of 2023.
Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
I mean, for me, I mean, it's so hard to narrow it down, because the matches that we've had, every match has mattered. Every match has been significant, and we've grown.
Yeah.
We've grown so much from each one. And what's cool is we've grown together, like, as a unit, but we've also grown separately too, because Gabe being the world champion for the past year, you know, longer than that, his gear has switched in such a different way that being with him turns my energy up. So when I'm in a single situation, when I don't have him next to me, I'm able to find that gear because of being with him, because of how active he is. And then as a tag team, his mindset on how he prepares, how his game plan, like, that meshes so well with the ideas that I have for things to make to elevate our performance. So, like, things like Workhorseman, that was an insane match for us for so many different reasons. But then you also have the actual debut at Limitless, which mattered so much. I mean, then you have, like, I mean, oh man, I mean, but then again, like, that 2 out of 3 falls match, that was one of the greatest things I've ever watched. So, like, that's something too. I wasn't even involved.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's so hard to pick one.
The fact that you mentioned that match, that's the first one that comes to mind for me, is Three Stages of Hell match with Ken Broadway from Remarkable Wrestling. I think that, I don't know if I really have, like, a definitive favorite, but that one is definitely up there for sure. I think that's got to be my pick, is the Three Stages of Hell with Ken Broadway. We kind of just laid it out, all the same thing, laid it all out on the line, you know what I mean? Just threw caution to the wind, you know, and went hard as hell, you know, left it all out there. Literally left it all in the ring. Worked our asses off, you know, like, took a huge chance, especially, you know, hometown show. You know, the fact that it was 5 minutes away from me, kind of, or just, you know, just in the general, like, area in terms of, like, hometown. Like, oh, this is where I grew up, and I get to wrestle where I grew up. You know what I mean? It was really cool. So to have that full circle moment, and then it's also going to be on IWTV for fans all over the world to watch. It's a world title defense. It's literally the day before from when I had won the title the year, you know, previous, you know. So for it to be, like, 365 days is on the line, it's a big match, it's the final match in our rivalry. This is probably the biggest main event for myself and remarkable up until that point. It just all of it came full circle, and to have like my family there, my friends there, the entire like roster there, it was
really good.
It was awesome. Oh.
Marissa said she's got to watch that to be honest. Seriously, go watch it. And Ken Broadway is definitely like someone that he should be on everybody's freaking list to wrestle. He's so 100%. Amazing. And we still need to make that podcast happen. We like, you know, answer your messages. Yeah. You said yes. Nah, but he's so damn good. And he, like I said, he should be on like everybody's list to wrestle.
100%.
He's so good.
100%.
So good.
He's, you know, throughout all matches, I think he's been for sure one of the best of this generation. 100%. 100%. People are going to look back at Ken Broadway's career years from now and just be like, wow, this guy literally wrestled through almost every iteration of best indie pro wrestlers or best pro wrestlers in general coming up on the scene. So many of those guys have gone on to so many bigger platforms and stuff like that, but they elevated Ken before they did that. You know what I mean? So that aura is kind of left with him. And now he's able to carry that throughout all these years, throughout all these matches he's having with these people, and to also still just be like, you know, one of the coolest guys, just, you know, in terms of how he carries himself, in terms of like how he wrestles, you know, he did rival, I will say, but you know, like again, like it's for the love of pro wrestling, you know what I mean? So I gotta respect it, you know. Absolutely. So 100%.
John in the chat says, Gabe, how do you feel about Anthony Green after last open?
Man, you asked a heated question.
be Anthony Black and Blue after next after Thursday.
Yeah, I mean,
you better bring him a gift when you see him at open. Like, seriously,
it's gonna be an awkward time in the locker room for sure. I think it was a dick move. I'll be honest, you know, he super kicked me, he crotched me, and then he super kicked me. So not only did he disrespect me, but then he spit in my face right after that.
And he knows,
so for me, I think, you know, kind of it's not something that I would do to somebody that I just met, you know, somebody that I'm teaming with. We had the match won. All we had to do was pin Ichiban.
Yeah.
You're right there.
But whatever, you know, I'm just saying, it's going to be a real awkward time in the wrestling open locker room on Thursday, because I don't tolerate that. But, you know, I'm here, I'm hanging out.
And he wouldn't have even that thought wouldn't have even crossed his mind if I was there. So that's the thing too that kind of rubs me the wrong way is like,
listen, they said random tag partners. They said random tag partners. Yeah. It could have been like accidentally a random tag partner, my own tag partner.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah. But hey,
and it could have been so good, man. Like they were like they. He really screwed up, man. I feel really bad for his face because Gabe's going to make that gap bigger.
Ooh. Matt in the chat says, hey, Gabe's guy, what about Tristan? You don't say hi? Like, come on, you can say
hi. This is how it goes. I sit back, I let him answer, and make sure no one gets too close.
Well, that's okay. This is why I'm here, because I got you guys all covered, so pretty much here. So, all right, let's go back. Let's talk Limitless, which Gabe is wearing the shirt. Shout out to Randy. I love Randy. I love what he's got going on with Limitless Wrestling. It's amazing. Again, if you're not watching Limitless Wrestling, what the heck are you freaking doing? So, it's funny.
Yeah, if you're not watching Limitless right now.
You really should be watching it. So, let's go back, because Tristan was on doing the podcast with me. And then this started crap with the Work Horseman with JD Drake. And then I clipped you talking stuff. And then JD clapped back with a video. And then it wound up going into the Limitless promo to, like, you know, which I was, you know, so honored, you know, to be part of the build-up video for that. So, shout out to Randy. Love it, love it, love it. So the fans loved you. And, you know, and you guys are going back. You know, so, you know, we've had other matches there too. So I'm looking forward to the future with Limitless Wrestling. But talk to us, because those fans are amazing. I love you guys. I went up there once to Maine because it's fun. But those fans love freaking wrestling. And they love you guys. And, talk to us.
The Limitless Wrestling crowd is absolutely insane. In the best way possible, because they're some of the most passionate fans that you will ever meet in your entire life. They're just so they're just so receptive in terms of just like reactions and just what they want to see and just being a part of the show. You know what I mean? Like those reactions are everything for us, for each person walking out of the curtain that night, you know? Mm-hmm. It just gives us a certain feeling, and especially like you can feel it when you're in the building. You can feel it when you're in the locker room. You don't even have to walk out. You don't even have to walk up the steps or anything. You can feel it from just being in the building, how passionate they are. So I'll always have love for them, because without them, who knows what our run in Limitless Wrestling would look like. You know, literally after the match we had with Shukru, they gave us a standing ovation and they chanted for us to come back. Yeah. You know, they didn't. That's not something that you can buy. That's not something that you can like teach to people. You know, like for some reason, what we did in the ring that night really resonated with them, and it left them wanting to see more of us and wanting to just be a part of what we're doing. And I feel grateful for that, because every time we come back, it's always an electric crowd. And I'll always have love for them, because without them, I don't know if this happens. You know,
so. We flipped them off going into that match. We were not. I flipped them off. I flipped them off on the way to the ring in that match. I was like, I don't care what you people say here. We're here to do work, and they recognized that work. So when that match was over, they knew they witnessed something special. They knew they witnessed the next big thing, not just in tag team wrestling, but in independent wrestling in general. And you better enjoy us while we're here, because this is, you know, it's a limited viewing, and that's how we take it. It's a limited viewing at this level. And I'm just going to say it straight out, right? You know what I mean? That's how it goes. We make goals, we smash them, and then we make new ones. And we always try, and we just always level up. So I'm not surprised that the Limitless fans took to us, but the continuous response has been overwhelming about how we make new fans every time. We remind fans that did enjoy us the first time why we're here, why we come back. And same thing with the locker room, with Randy, the staff, the camera crew, everybody, the ring crew, everyone knows that we don't come to play, that every cent that's paid for in our name is not only worth it, and not only that, you're going to get it back tenfold, because we leave everything in that ring. We leave everything in, you know, we treat that locker room like it's our home. And then you see, I mean, you see the result, you see the product of what we do. So, you know, I won't be flipping them off anymore, put it that way.
Gotta have fun, right? Gotta have fun. Marissa says, so Gabe, when can I get your new shirt? And Tristan, when do you ever think that you'll bring the mask back?
You can get my new shirt very soon. I've got an online store coming up. I'm revealing it before the reveal happens. I'm throwing out a little spoiler, but the shirts will be available to order online very, very soon. Next time I'm going to be in Jersey is on Friday. Because on Friday, me and Tristan are wrestling Miracle Generation. So if you come to that show, I've got a shirt here waiting for you. Just let me know what size you need. I'll hold on to it for you. But soon, they'll be available for everybody to order. That's all I'm going to say for now, because I've got some other stuff I'm going to be throwing up there. I'm going to throw more stuff up there. Wink. Wink. I don't know if it's obvious I'm doing it. But
well, it won't be obvious for the audio listeners, but he's winking, just so you know. But for everybody who's watching live or watching later in the video, they see it. So.
And so to answer the question about the mask, so that was something where I feel like I've shed that in multiple ways, where the mask represented a huge, huge opportunity for me. To step out of my comfort zone, experience a different level of competition, production, and professionalism that I bring to the team, where I can bring something to the table of different experiences. But as far as the mask goes, it was a wonderful experience. I have it more or less tattooed on me. You know what I mean? Because it meant so much, and how I carry it and what I've learned. But as far as me and Gabe wearing masks, we were just too damn good looking to wear masks. You know, that's just how it
I love that.
I don't need to wear a mask.
Marissa says you're going to take my whole paycheck.
At one point I wanted to just play around with it. Maybe I'll come out with an alter ego and throw the fans off. This guy kind of wrestles like Gabe Sky.
Like Ultimate X. Ultimate X.
And later I'm on the same show and I'm like, hey, what's up? And nobody has no idea. They're like, you see that mask I ran around earlier? He looked just like
him. And then when you wrestle each other, it's going to blow the balls off everybody. That's what's going to be the crazy thing.
Oh yeah, that's the fans' multiverse of madness right there. That's their no way home. Like Gabriel Sky in another world with a mask and this Gabriel Sky. I'm just like, wow. Yeah. You know? So, yeah.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about Beyond Wrestling, okay? And I want to talk about the Lucha Rules because you guys, with Desmond Cole, Big Boofa, shout out to you, and the Miracle Ones is definitely one of my favorite matches this year. You guys went balls to the walls. Like, if, like, the six of you were together, like, you know this match is going to be crazy. Just, like, Friday. I'm going to try to come Friday. But, like, I don't, like, you guys, Miracle Generation, let's freaking go. But this was like insane. I'm sad I wasn't there just watching in person, but thank God for IWTV. You know, you guys, again, balls of the walls, you know, talk to us a little bit about this one.
Yeah, that match was chaos, simply put. Yeah, I mean, but again, like it's just impossible to have like a combination of six guys that have really just continued to bust their ass on the daily and, you know, day in, day out, week in, week out, however you want to slice it. Like, we all really came together and tried to have the absolute best match that we could for Beyond Wrestling, place that really gave us our first chance in terms of platform and being able to be seen on a, not just a nationwide platform, but worldwide, because people are watching these matches happen all the time. You see the matches go up on YouTube and they've got millions of views, or you just see their list of former talent. That's a stacked roster. Roster alone. You could create a they literally did it. You could create a promotion with just those guys from Beyond Wrestling.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, and it continues to happen where these guys are sharpening their tools in Beyond Wrestling thanks to, you know, just the platform, the history that is behind it, and to be able to kind of have one of those matches that, you know, puts our names on the map with Miracle Generation, with Ichiban, you know, with Miracle Ones. It was just insane, you know. And we went hard as hell, you know. I almost died in that match, you know.
I wasn't gonna bring it up either. That was
that's how much work we're willing to put in. So.
And then we wrestled them.
Yeah, and whether you guys are with them or wrestling against them, this is like a mat. These are the matches that. Not that I'm not taking anything away from any other matches or whatever like that, but your guys' chemistry, again, together or against, really, really good. So definitely check that out if you haven't already. So let's do some of these fan tweets. Let me give some love to these fan tweets. All right, so this one's from Good Cop, Bad Cop. He was in here. What's up, Good Cop, Bad Cop? And he said he'll catch up later. So, you know his anagram question. So he said, would Above the Rest being an anagram of a better shove, what of you pushes more roughly and is therefore a better shove? Which one of you, he left the one out. Which one of you pushes more roughly and therefore a better shove?
Well, I have my answer.
We actually talked about this. I stopped. I get really excited.
For the better shove, for sure.
And I end up giving him like Gunther chops for no reason when we go out there. So I've been doing better at containing my energy and not taking it out on his chest when we go out there. A metaphorical push. I think we both push each other very equally.
Yeah.
True. 100%.
Physically push, I get carried away a lot. So
there's been times where we're like making our entrance, we're walking out, or I'm just like G'ing up and I'm really excited. I walk out the crowd, they're going crazy, the music's playing, I walk out to the curtain, I'm like, and then just from behind I just feel like a
yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. I try to shake it off, like you'll never notice it on camera or something. Maybe you can, but I try to shake it off and I'm just like, yeah. Let's go.
I love that.
But that hypes me up because I'm just like, oh shit. Somebody's
Now people are going to look for it.
It's just what I'm used to with just sports and the gym and just life. It's just you hype your boys up to the
full pumps potential. You up. Yeah. It pumps you up.
Yeah.
It pumps me up.
One day we're just going to get into a full fist fight on our entrance to a high school.
I love it. His second question was, could you deal with Elaine Baines in an intergender match? So anybody who doesn't know who Elaine is from Seinfeld. So he showed the gif of her shoving. So could you deal with that shove, maybe? Maybe not?
I don't know. Elaine's pretty tough. I don't know. Could I take Elaine in an intergender? It's crazy that I kind of have to like ask that. Like, could I take Elaine in an intergender match? Yeah. I mean, she's tough, though. I'm not going to lie. She's tough. I mean, like, you see how mad she gets at Jerry on the show. You know what I mean?
Seriously.
I don't know if she's counter Tiger Suplex, though. If she finds a counter to the Tiger Suplex, then maybe. But if not, then sorry.
I will empty my bank account if you give Elaine Bennis the Tiger Suplex.
Same visual. We should find out. Yeah, I kind of want to find out. Like, what's how much does Elaine cost? You want to come?
Kono, bring it into Remarkable.
I think she's like 16.
I mean,
did you just do a Comic Con like kind of thing in Brooklyn? Like that would probably been like, you know, like special appearance. It could have worked pretty much. You know,
there couldn't be a more random celebrity to bring to a wrestling show.
There you go.
And only you will understand it. You're the only ones that will understand.
Yeah. I love it. All right, so we got a triggering question. I got triggered in the DMs yesterday with this question from Conrad. So he said, do you eat a Kit Kat whole or do you break it and eat it? And be very careful how you answer this, because then that's it, we're ending this podcast.
You mean like a four bar?
Yeah, like you have the four bar. Do you eat it whole or do you
eat it? Fucking serial killer. That's crazy.
You just open up the Kit Kat and you're just like,
no.
Really?
No.
You eat a Kit Kat whole? Wait, not you. I'm not saying you, Tiffany. I'm saying whoever asked this question.
Oh.
You eat the Kit Kat whole. Eat the whole thing.
I don't know.
That's one of those questions where you don't realize how different you are than people until someone points it out.
I'm not gonna judge, but that's pretty.
I will. That's
my
that's,
best friend.
I don't know if I would eat a Kit Kat whole. Maybe if I'm feeling really daring, like right now we're having this conversation, and in my head I'm like, I kind of just want to try it just for the experience. But usually I take them one by one and I just eat them.
If I want people to get away from me, I'll experiment. Kit Kat hole.
My best friend Brad does it just to fucking piss me off, but it's like, because Kit Kats are my favorite. So it was funny when he told me this question, and I'm like, I'm so triggered right now.
If he's doing it to make you mad, then that's a different thing. But if that's like his go-to, you gotta cut that relationship.
You're out.
He's gonna make a Tiffany lampshade in his apartment.
You're fired. Like, that's it. You're done.
Oh. So,
yeah. All right. More fan questions. All right. This one's from James, and this is gonna go off of the freaking cereal thing. And I was like, I'm not Alyssa Moreno. Like, seriously. All right. So his first part question, because, you know, obviously it's a triggering question on this podcast, is do you put your milk in first and then pour your cereal, or do you pour your cereal first and then put your milk in?
These are basic life skills here. Who the hell is that?
You gotta put the cereal first. You gotta put the cereal first and then the milk. I don't know if I know anybody that puts the milk in and then the cereal, but I don't know.
These are people who are putting their shoes on before their pants.
Andy Brown went on this podcast and said that he puts his milk in first.
Where's Andy Brown? There's a reason why I beat him, because West he puts Coast. The milk in first and then he puts in the cereal.
Yeah, and I'm wrestling him on the 8th.
I know.
Crazy. Yeah. So now you know. Now you understand.
Flashing this matchup, so you know you guys could, you know, definitely watch it. So I'm actually really excited for this match.
I was excited. Now I got a milk pour out here. Like,
You can use it during the match. Like, I'm going to bring you, like, a box of cereal and, like, you can smack him with.
He's going to get heat if he shows what he can do with that. Oh, I got to talk to him. Are we seeing him more on Friday? I don't know if we are, but I don't know.
I'll probably see him on Thursday or sometime
soon. And his girl is like a cereal connoisseur.
Yeah.
I got to see if she's checking.
Yeah, dude.
Melissa in the chat says, how do you judge how much milk to put it in if you put it in first? Need the perfect ratio after putting the cereal in.
Don't even worry about that scenario. Just don't do that.
Hypothetically, you could like pour a little bit and then you put the cereal and then you put the milk. That's just like layering. That's like if you layer your cereal. It's like first milk, then cereal.
This is like a generational / regional issue.
Seriously. You millennials, I can't. Like,
I haven't done enough research.
I'm old.
To come to a conclusion. So, all
right.
So
we're above the rest of very progressive, but some things are meant to be left alone.
James has more triggering questions. His next one is milk or water in cereal.
All right, it's time for us to go. Great being here on Indy Corner. This is Tristan Ty and Drew.
We can skip that. He gave a good question. He says, best kind of cereal.
Best kind of cereal.
Cocoa Pebbles, my favorite. Right off the bat. You can eat that anytime, and it's like a little snack, like a little meal for yourself. You know what I mean? Like I'll have a bowl of Cocoa Pebbles, like, if I came home and, like, I don't know, maybe I ate dinner on the way home, like, I ate it back, and then I get home, and I'm like, you know what, I kind of want, like, a little, like, treat, though. Mm-hmm. Pour myself a bowl of Cocoa Pebbles, you know what I mean? It's, like, 12 at night, you just got home, you had, like, you were at a party, you just got back, you had a long day, you didn't make any food, you didn't have any food in the fridge, or you didn't get anything on the way home, pour yourself a bowl of cereal. I'm telling you. You have a different appreciation for cereal if you eat it at night.
It's easy.
Real ones, no. Yeah.
What about you?
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. That's people with 8-packs can eat Cocoa Pebbles at 12 at night. I don't eat sweets. And that's not even like a healthy type of thing. I'm just not like a sweet guy. I like having meals. Mm-hmm. So like how he would have like a bowl of cereal for like a snack, I would have like a steak. You know, something like that. So I'm just, yeah, that's just how, yeah, I'm just, I just was never huge on
yeah,
cereal.
Too. I mean, steak is a good snack too. I would have that as a snack too. I'm just saying for our casuals out there that might own cereal.
That might own cereal.
Cocoa Pebbles, I'm telling you. Or Fruity Pebbles, I don't know. It's your choice.
I can't. All right, his next question was, who would win an arm wrestling match?
Oh man,
they're having fun.
I think I have a fighting chance. I've got a fighting chance, but this is an area I don't know, man. Look at his traps right now.
You kidding me?
And look at his shoulders right now. I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. I'm all right. I'm okay, but still.
He's out here. To be determined.
To be determined.
Oh, okay. So the next time that you guys see me backstage, we're going to put this on the podcast. How about that? Because James, like, asked that question. We'll save it for my podcast. I'll do, like, a backstage. I'll record it. You guys, like, sit down. We'll have Gina referee it because why not? Shout out to Gina.
I'll do it right after he wins the Wrestle Open title.
Ooh. That's what I'll do.
There's a way to celebrate. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so.
There you go.
I already owe him a steak. For winning the Rumble, so
for the number one contender. I was about to say something different. Number one contender spot. So that's why this weekend we're gonna eat good. We're gonna eat steak. We're gonna lift weights, and we're gonna win our matches.
There you go. His last question was who is more competitive?
That's a hard one.
That's a good question. Yeah. Because our drives come from different places, but it all leads to the same road in the same time. So I think our different life experiences change how we go about our determination for things. You know, like I think Gabe, like me, made his mind up at a very young age what he wanted to do with his life. I think that in turn has, as he, you know, as he matured and grew, his mind was always on that. So I think his development matured around his goals early. And I feel like I'm the same way. So I think just way we grew up, our families, our friend group, our, you know, again, our experiences, our traumas, good and bad, that we equally bring something different to the table, but it's different. You know, it is very different of how we speak to each other, how we get the best fire out of each other. And but the thing is, we speak each other's language. So he knows how to get it out of me. I know how to get it out of him. So that's a good question. That's a good question.
Yeah, that's I don't know. This one might be a toss up, to be honest. Same thing. Like, he motivates me, I motivate him, and we're both very like on the. We're both always like, I notice sometimes we're both kind of doing stuff like at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, there's a point in time where maybe this is like pre-pandemic. We're both just like firing on all cylinders, like killing it on each platform. You know what I mean? Like, he's doing his thing in MLW, and then here I am. I'm doing my thing in like in Beyond and CCW, and then I was like Gen X champion at the time, and he was tag team champion at the time, and then even now, like, same thing. Like, you could even narrow it down to literally in this moment where I'm world champion and he's Riot champion.
Right.
To where we're both kind of just like, yo, go kill it out there, you know what I mean? Or to where he has a great match and he's kind of, and it's kind of just like, damn, I gotta follow that. You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, nah, toss up for sure. Because, I don't know.
Dreamwork works, teamwork makes the dream work, right? Pretty much. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, now you guys.
True. That's on my skin. You see that?
See that right there. Mines will be somewhere.
No, you know how much this hurt? This hurt a lot.
I'm sure. I'm sure. My lower back. The lower back. Oh, God. No. Not fun. Not fun. All right. We have a fan question from Desiree. What was the best gift you received from a fan?
Those bracelets were cool that guy made us, because we weren't.
The bracelets are awesome. I have them somewhere. I have them over there.
I have it up in my room too. It was one of those things where, like, those little things, like, someone took the time to do it. They put us in our mind after they left the show. We were on their mind. You know, reason why a big reason why they have a ticket, a big reason why that, you know, they follow us, and especially it came from a DPW show, a new platform for us. Mm-hmm. So for us to make that impression, us to feel it, but then have that, you know, that confirmation that, like, we are a part of people's lives, you know, in a different way, from a fan perspective, from a respect perspective. So being able to get a gift like that, a personally made gift, is awesome. I received a lot of wonderful messages when I was hurt and I had my surgery. You know, so that was something that hit home too, because it was like, we're actually doing something that's meaningful, not just getting in the ring and doing our goals. We're also accomplishing people. Like, we forget sometimes what it's like to be a fan of somebody, what it's like to, you know, schedule a show, take a time off from work, being able to, you know, get your friends together, like, make it happen. Like, oh, we got to go because above the rest is there. So to make that impression is crazy. So, like, those types of things, like seeing people share pictures of us, saying, you know, like, having their kids meet us, you know, people buying our stuff, us seeing, like, our pictures in people's, like, you know, everyday life with things, you know, those places just stand out to me because that was the most recent gift we got. And it was at a really good time because we were, you know, and we always have those moments where we were like, you know, like, you know, how'd you feel about this match? How'd you feel about this weekend? How's your body feeling? You know, where's your mind at? And then to get that, it's like, okay, you know, we're doing something right. So for me, it was those, just because it was like kind of the first gift that people acknowledged, like, us as a tag team, because we work very hard to create our own lanes and be our own individuals and have our own monikers, our own presence. And when we come together, it's a different show. So to have that and have that act of above the rest be recognized for something, that's really cool for me to do that with my best friend in wrestling, and then have him be one of my very closest friends in life. Like, again, like, this is somebody who my kids are going to call uncle, deal, right? This is somebody who, like, I'm gonna grow old with in life. This is somebody, right? So this is someone who's met my wife. This is someone who's met my mom. This is someone who, you know, like, who knows my sister. Someone, you know, I slept at his house. You know, things like that were like that accumulation where our hard work was recognized by a stranger is just always gonna be dope. So for me, it was those.
Yeah, no, it was very heartfelt that you would.
Yeah, you bastard. I love you.
No, you went deep with that. I didn't expect that. The bracelets were awesome because they just say, like, it's like multicolored and it just says like ATR, 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 like all around. And I actually wear it like pretty daily. So it's over there. Like, I'll wear it like for wrestling shows, like, you know, in terms of like other gifts and like just outside of that, because it's the most recent one. And I feel so appreciative that we even have that. I've had fans come to me recently, actually, at Beyond. It was Beyond Wrestling that a fan came to me with a homemade, like, poster of me. And it was a montage. It was a picture of me in the middle, and then on the top, it was a montage of, like, all these different moments in my career. So one picture was me with the FTW Gen X Championship.
That's great. The next picture
was me at Yams Day with the Yams Day Championship. There was another one that I think was me and you. There's another picture that had me with the Remarkable Championship. And then there's one other one that I think was like of me at Beyond Wrestling or at DPW, one of those for sure. But yeah, like to have like stuff like that, that people took the time to really like make themselves speaks so much to me, because it's like, you really took the time out of your day to like make this for somebody, like forget me, but just for someone in general, you know, like you take the time to make someone, to make something for someone like that because you are so passionate about what you're watching, or you connect with this person or this thing that we are conveying, is something that I'll never take for granted ever. You know what I mean? Like I said, I feel grateful and blessed to even be able to connect with people on that way, because I know how I felt when I saw someone on stage, or I saw someone in a match, or just coming up, just growing up in general, connecting with someone and feeling like, man, like I want to be a part of that. You know what I mean? Like, I want to connect with that person. Like, this person is so cool, or like this match is so cool, or this song is like, I love this song, this band, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff to me speaks volumes. So whenever you guys, you know, when fans do that, we love that. So thank you. Seriously.
Awesome. I love that.
Keep doing it.
That's a great question. Well, since we'll roll with that, tell them, like, you know, like your favorite treat or something. Like, listen, you know, like if you're going to bring me something, what is it that the fans need to bring you?
They can't.
Last time I was on your podcast.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
Did change?
No, I don't know if it's really changed. I mean, like, I'm the kind of person that can eat, like, anything, really. Like Reese's Cups, those are my favorite. I love them. My favorite. Top five, top two, maybe for sure. Sour Patch Watermelon. I was notorious for that. I still am. I love cannolis.
Aww.
I say that we have them in the house, and I've been eating them like crazy, even though I really shouldn't. But yeah,
Bonaro's
donuts. The best. I don't know, like anything that's like sweet, any pastries, like brownies or stuff, like, you know, I know it's really popular. Cookies, you bring them to a show, I will eat them. I guarantee you that I'll eat all of them. So yeah,
he's not worried about COVID food poisoning, you just give it to him. He's
I mean hopefully, if you're somebody that I know or a fan in general, like, you know, I trust you.
You know, these cookies. They're laced with.
That's not even where my mind went. But now I'm like, oh damn.
don't let my trauma ruin you. Enjoy.
Interesting.
Oh, don't bring him anything. Bring him a gift card. There you go. Give him a gift card to like something or whatever. Like so Alex Zane.
Donuts, gift cards, they'll go quick with us.
All right, so let's go to this. Let's go to, like, you know, road trips, because I love to talk about the road trips or whatever like that. So you got to spill the tea. You got to spill, like, who's the one, like, sleeping? Who's the, like, tell us the crazy stories. What's the go-to stop? Like, okay, like, we're driving up to, like, Maine or something like that, and it's like, we have to stop here.
I think I'm a great co-pilot. Actually, great funny, co-pilot. Gabe's first car, I'm for real, I'm getting his first car tattooed on me in some way, shape, or form. That car, we ran that shit to the ground.
Oh, man. We traveled everywhere in that car, the last car that I had. Sadly, I lost her in an accident with a deer. I didn't hit the deer hit me. Anyway, we went everywhere in that car. We traveled to Beyond, CZW, where else? I don't think we went to Limitless in that
car. I mean, you've taken, we've taken that thing to Atlantic City when you're GCW. You've taken
Atlantic City. Yeah, like my GCW debut, my VXS debut.
My VXS debut.
What happened?
Is that my VXS debut? You drove, you know what I mean? Like
VXS debut.
You know, it's yeah, but he, you know, that's another role too, which I really respect him for. You know what I mean? He's little bro in terms of age, but you know, someone, you know, he always steps up and gets us to where we need to go. You know, again, like, and I purposely don't sleep. One, because I'm always just jacked up after a show, but also out of respect for him, just knowing that, like, you know. When we're even when we're not together, at all times, as long as my heart's beating, I'm looking out for him. So like that's something where like, you know, it again it goes deeper than wrestling, because when those cameras turn off, when the adrenaline goes away, it is just human to human, you know, and just brothers. And so like, as far as car rides, you know, anywhere we go, you know, as long as we're together, we have a good time. There's always memories. There's always laughs. There's always breaking down shows. Setting new goals for what we want to do, even goals for the next day. You know what I mean? Always checking in the day after, making sure we feel okay. You know, it's an unbreakable bond, but also just in general, like you'll probably hear a bunch of funny stories on the road and things. And I'm sure we have, if we had time to really like,
oh no, we have so many, we have a lot.
So many. Nothing cancel worthy, but we have really, really great experiences and being able to see the country like that, which I don't know any other type of job that lets you do that the way that we get to. So,
I love that, being able to do that with the guys. So, mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Kudos to you with that, because I know even just me driving to like Massachusetts, it's a lot. You know,
yeah.
So like,
no, I drive, but there's decent amount of times where we're grouped together with like the other wrestlers from the school or just like our friends, and being able to just like share cars rides with them. Those are fun.
Yeah.
Cause it's a whole bunch of people. And then, you know, just kind of just like hanging out before you go and have this crazy match. And then after the match is done, you get to kind of just chill with the guys, you know what I mean? But there's been plenty of times where it's just me and Tristan, and we're driving for like 4 hours, 5 hours, and we're listening to like a podcast, or we're just listening to like the new music that we've been listening to, or just like putting each other on to different stuff in terms of that. But yeah, I mean, like, I'm either driving or you know, one of our friends will drive, you know. I always thank them. A lot of Wawa on these trips, depending on where we are.
Yeah.
A lot of Wawa, Wendy's. Other food places. Yeah. I'm usually the first person to suggest like a bed, not bed, but like, oh, we should go to McDonald's, and everybody's McDonald's.
Yeah. We'll be talking about like, how, man, did I look good out there? It's like, yeah, no, you look good. You've been working out. Yeah, no, I've been dieting really hard. It's like,
so Wendy's.
They got salads. Like.
Yeah,
you know? We don't want that shit. Pretty much.
Nah. Sometimes the salads are higher in like ingredients than the actual like bad food, of like course. Nugget stuff. But then like you have like the salads that are like super high and just I'm not even gonna get into it because
Good cop, bad cop in the chat said eating a four-fingered Kit Kat in one bite, that's a choking hazard. And Melissa says, I have picture proof that Azalea arm wrestled Gabe and won. Yes, I remember she showed me that.
True.
That was a great photo. Hey. So,
all respect.
what's it called? So, like, I know you guys, you know, it's been a long day for you. So I'm going to end off with one question. If anybody else has anything, drop it into the chat. So, you know, we're halfway done with the year. You know, how do you want to finish off? I know Marissa asked, you know, who do you want to wrestle? You know, so have at it.
Do you want to go first, or anybody? You're kind of even.
I
don't have a really good person.
You know, there's so many tag teams that I want to wrestle, but it's more so where I want to go. You know, I want Above the Rest to go international. That's a big goal. Yeah. I want Above the Rest to tap into the West Coast. I want us both to get back into Texas, but together. Mm-hmm. Texas is awesome.
Bang Bros
would be sick. Bang Bros would be sick. East West would be, you know, East West Express would be sick. Yeah, there's so many teams. Individually, for me personally, I am dying to see Gabriel Sky versus Matt Cross in 2023. It's something. Wow. Yeah, I never actually mentioned this to you too, but I've been thinking about it for like the last like 2 months. And I was just like,
it would be such a different match now.
That I would love to just, I want that match. I want you to have that match. You know what I mean? Cause, oh man, that would be such a different match right now.
Yeah. That would be such a different match now. Like just how much I've changed and how much just, I know, like how much more, especially just as a veteran, how much more he's learned and how much more he's expanded his own knowledge. Like, yeah. I would love to have that. Man, I mean, tag team wise, for us to wrestle anyone now, you mentioned some good tag teams. I for sure think that us versus East West Express would be an insane match, 100%. I definitely think that's a match that fans would love to see as well. Young, Dumb, and Broke, Charlie Tiger and Ellis Taylor, updated current day, would be awesome. 100%. I think that's definitely a match that I think we've been itching to have, especially because, again, like all four of us have just grown so much since the days that we used to wrestle back in Jersey. And in terms of individually who I want to wrestle currently, I mean, Matt Cross for sure. But in terms of now, I mean, you just mean like anywhere in the world, any
go for
any
it.
Wrestler.
The world is your oyster.
Active.
Yeah, active. Not dead, but active.
I mean, yeah, I mean, 100%. I mean, I'll always say it just because people always ask, but Bryan Danielson for sure is like my number one. I think the match that's like, to me, that's like the match. I know that for a lot of people, that's a hard match to try to get to. It's a hard match to get to climb to, but you gotta start somewhere. So, you know, I think it just goes without saying. It's 100% the match for myself that I would love to have. So
it'll happen.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a nice thing. Sure. The possibilities are like endless. You never know. So
we'll put it out there. You never know.
We'll put it into the clouds, really, right?
So yeah.
We put it into the clouds. So all right, let's talk about what you guys got coming up so everybody can come see you. When they want to come see you. So I have pretty much, here we go. So we have Friday, I have you guys together at the SAT show, which is great. So you guys are Miracle Generation. I'm trying to make it work so that I can come because I really want to see this.
Please, no, you're going to miss a great match.
I know. Like I said, you guys go balls.
Anybody not coming to the show, you're going to miss out on a great match. You're going to miss out on just a good show.
Yeah, it's not going to be aired. So,
I know they're not putting the titles on the line, but we're going to treat it as such. So,
definitely.
We need to get a W over them. So we're here to, you know, we're ready to work on Friday. And again, the Mecca, they're stepping into our turf. So.
Oh yeah, the Mecca. I mean, like, it goes without saying. Like, I've been putting big match situation over there. So to be able to have this match also, and to add to that collection, like to add to that anthology of like, wrestled big match against Myron here, wrestled big match against Speedball here, wrestled big match against Calvin Tankman here, you know, and then to add Miracle Generation to the mix. There's so many people I know I'm like not listing off right now, but those are just some examples. Like, that'll be awesome. And then before then, I'm going to be at Wrestling Open on Thursday. So if you're a fan, you're at home, and you have IWTV, go on IWTV at 8 o'clock or 7:45. Catch the entire show. Because there surely will be there. Number one contenders will be there. So, yeah, Thursday, Wrestling Open. Friday, yeah. Wrestling Is Now. And then on Sunday, we've got Deadlock Pro Wrestling.
For the awesome. Tag Tournament Festival.
The Tag Festival of 2023.
Yeah, we might be having to wrestle more than once. So it's something that I didn't actually realize until kind of recently, of the stipulations of the night.
Right.
So it's a bit of a mindset switch of not knowing who you're going to have to wrestle. But it's about what's ahead of us. And we got MSP ahead of us. So they got one up on us when last time we were at Deadlock. Mm-hmm. And now it's our turn to settle the score. We have our thing going on with them in Limitless. So I feel like we have a better understanding of what they're bringing to the table. Granted, they have a better understanding of what we bring to the table. But what about the Rust does best is, you know, as soon as you think you have us figured out, you change it. So they got some homework to do. I know I don't got to even ask Gabe if he's doing his, because I know he is, because I'm doing mine. And Sunday, I think hopefully we'll be in the tag team title picture right at the top of the list. And as far as Miracle Generation, it's always all love. But when that bell rings, you know, there's no friends. So we're ready. We are very ready.
We're ready to hit the ground running. We're ready to kick ass and take names. So
look that's at just that. What
we do. Love the rest.
SAT's in the chat. What's up, my people?
Hey, jeez.
We're just talking about your match their match on Friday. So definitely, I'm looking forward to that. So thanks for coming on in here. So
we're waiting to dance with them too.
I know. Listen.
Hey, yeah.
Listen.
You go back to matches struggles. That we want in 2023. I think SAT is 100% at the top of that list for sure.
As far as New York wrestling, as far as tag team wrestling, in terms of just, you know, I always bring it up with Gabe too. I love how we represent different populations, different minorities that we don't always have to address, that we don't address in our act. You know, that's something that I take pride in, where we are different. No one looks like us in the card, on any card that we are on. We stand out in so many intangible ways, but I love the fact that our work is what defines us, not the way that we look. I think that's just the icing on top. And I think the SATs are very similar in that way, where they've created their own lane, where it's not about race, it's not about age, it's not about always generation. It's about the work you put in, the dedication and how much you want it. And I think them recognizing how much we want it, us being a solid representation of our generation in terms of tag team wrestling, New York wrestling, and going forward, and for them to recognize that, give us the platform, means the world to us on so many levels. And on Friday, you know, we're going to knock it out of the park, not just for them, not just for us, but for the opportunity that we know we've earned. So, yeah, we're ready to cook for you, OG, if you're still here, man. We're ready for it.
Said much 100%. Love and thank you. So, I don't know. I feel like this is happening at ETU. I'm just saying, this is my prediction. That's what I feel like, that you guys are going to be there July 30th.
Speak it out into the universe.
I did. You know, I put it out there. Struggs.
It will happen one day. It will happen one day. We don't know when.
It's going to be expect the unexpected.
That's true. You just got to expect the unexpected.
So. As soon as we get that call, you know, we got Beef on speed now.
You know, we're fine. Yeah.
I love it. He said yes, ETU. So shout out to Struggles also too. So
Shout out to Struggles.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Struggles, man. Struggles. Shout out to
man. He does it all. He does commentary, he runs his own promotion, and then he's also, you know, he had the podcast. He does his own merchandise. What doesn't he do? Besides wrestle. That's, you know, but he leaves it
for you guys.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and he's not a lame. And he's not a lame, man. He's a cool, like, he's like a genuine dude, bro. Like, he's so genuine. I'm like, why are you doing in the wrestling business? Sometimes, like, you know what I mean? Like, it is. And then again, like, someone, again, who's a little bit, who's, you know, older than us, but is tapped in enough with the generation to understand and you know, single out who's putting the work in and who has earned what, not deserved, but who's earned what. And he's always, you know, kept our best interest in mind. He's always shared a kind word. He always makes us look 10 times more crazy with his commentary and his production and what he, you know, when he says something, he follows through. And again, that's how we carry ourselves. That's the people we want to associate with, and Struggles is right there with him. So, you know, shout outs to him.
Definitely. So, yeah. And also I have you guys, I have the flyers here for Remarkable. So I'm looking forward to this. Like, really, really good. Gabe and Dez is, you know, again, I feel like it's full circle kind of like yes. situation too.
It's a full circle situation. 100%.
So 100%. Looking forward to that again. I know tickets are on sale, so definitely get that. I still got to get my tickets. So, I mean, not too far, but you know, I'll get it. So, and Tristan with Andy Brown, which I'm so excited. Yes. I'm happy that Andy's coming this way. I'm like, oh yeah. Yeah, like I'm always like going up to like Massachusetts to go see him, or like Blitz Creek, you know, like I'll see him up at Blitz Creek also. So I'm really excited that he's gonna be like in our neck of the woods. So this is like another match that, you know, it's one of those that like, damn, I didn't think about it until it was shoved in my face and it's like, yes, yes, yeah. Like I need this match in my life, you know. So I'm excited. Did I miss anything else? I think I grabbed.
In terms of what else we got coming up, I mean,
Gabe's gonna kill it tomorrow. Wrestle Open, yep. You know.
Yeah,
that's another thing too. I mean, we've been there before. We've been there together. He's been there by himself. But like, no one else can walk into Wrestle Open, cut the line, and look back at the line, and everyone takes a step back.
Hey, listen. I ain't cut the line. I've been here since 2019. I won the tryout in 2019. I was the first of this generation to kind of break out into Beyond Wrestling. So if there's anybody that was cutting the line, it was everybody else. I'm just saying. I'm just stating the facts here.
I like that.
But that's not something that you know, I'm insecure about or anything. I'm just saying, you know. No, I'm grateful for the fact that I've been able to be a part of it that long, and then to have it again, like what you said, full circle. Like it's cool that like full circle moment after all these years, they have a new platform, they have another show for all the upcoming wrestlers, and I'm able to be a part of this, and then now kind of getting to be at the helm of that, especially for the world title. You know, like grateful, blessed. You know, like and it's a huge opportunity, you know what I mean? I don't feel complacent in my position at all or with anything that I've been able to do in wrestling, because I know that I had to fight to where I have gotten, you know what I mean? Nothing was handed to me. So, again, had to earn my way to that spot, and now number one contender versus number one, the Wrestling Open Championship. I'm not going to miss. I've been waiting for this moment, so. I'm not going to miss.
So make sure you tune in and check out all these other amazing shows and all these amazing promotions. Much love to all of them. Much love to you guys. I love you guys. You guys are absolutely amazing. Again, you guys have been having, you know, you guys are always been amazing. You've had such a kick-ass 2023. So I'm really excited to see, again, the future, obviously, but even just the next 6 months of, like, what's going to happen with you guys, you know? So kudos so much. Yeah.
Thank you. No, we appreciate that. You know, it's always all love for you too. You know what I mean? Especially from the both of us. You kind of have been there, you know, seen different iterations of us, seen different versions of us as we've grown, and just not just as wrestlers, but just as human beings, you know what I mean? As just people, you know? So it's cool to be able, again, to share that with you, to have you on this ride, and to also have the people that are at home watching, following our careers, see how these guys evolve and how these guys continue to step up. And, that's the only thing that's on my mind right now. You know what I mean? It's just consistent elevation. It's just about getting to that next level. I accomplished this one goal. Okay, now what's next? Now what can I do to get better? What can I do to reach where I want to go? How can I reach my goals, not just faster and not just in like a certain type of way, but in the way that I know that I can. So thank you. Seriously.
Absolutely, thank you guys too.
Yeah. To piggyback off, what he was saying with you, like for sure, like your continuous support, especially when people weren't saying your name and walked in the building, you're a big reason why people do. You're the reason why people still do, and you're the reason why people still will. And that's, you know, allowing us to be on your platform and always showing us love and people taking your word and your advice and your, you know, interest, you know, and they take it to heart. So when you put our name in that class, you know, people listen. So, you know, we're always appreciative because we never asked you to do it. You know, you came to us with open arms and said, like, you know, you've earned my respect and my love, not just from being support from, you know, just New York pride, but just the fact that, like, we caught your attention the right way. We gained your respect the right way. And now we have a really nice relationship now where, you know, we call you sis, you know, when you see, so, you know, that's something that we will always cherish and we love talking to you.
Yeah, no, I love everybody, you know, you guys, and I love whoever put on my podcast. I always say that they know this, like, I put people on my podcast that I know, and I need to know them. I do not put on people that I don't know and people that I believe in wrestling. You know, if I don't know you, you know, I'm sure I'll get to know people, you know, as we keep going. And that's the nice thing about wrestling is, right, it keeps flourishing, you know, pretty much so, but definitely so. But I love you guys again. Put out like all your socials, your merch, whatever, so anybody wants to buy.
Yeah, hell yeah. You can follow me at @GabrielSky_ on Instagram and on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook just using Gabriel Sky, same thing, on YouTube. And I've got a link tree if anybody's interested in that. That's where I'm going to start moving all my merchandise and all that kind of stuff. I believe it's like Linktree, like something /Gabriel. I don't know. I'm one of these people that's like young, but like doesn't know how to work technology that great. So, but yeah, you can find my link tree. It's a link to all my merchandise and all my stuff and all that kind of that jazz. So just continue to support independent wrestling in general, because this is, you know, this is kind of the grassroots movement of where wrestlers are learning to be themselves and get better and all that kind of stuff. So just continue to support professional wrestling in general. So. Before I go on along with the tangent, Tristan, you should plug yourself.
I'll just go on your page. You'll find me. No, Twitter's Tristan_Ty. Twitter's Tristan_Ty. Instagram is Tristan_Ty_. I have some merchandise away as well. Thank you for the support, for just not just independent wrestling, but for above the rest as well, independently and together. We work so hard to make, you know, our families proud, obviously, and ourselves, but you know, for everyone watching, for all of your fans, Tiff, and all of our friend and all of our fans too. So you know, just continuing to grow nonstop. So yeah, go ahead with your tangent, you're good.
I'll chill. I'm
well,
good.
All those links are in the description. If you want to be lazy there, I got you. I got you guys covered, but I like to have them tell all their stuff too. So
thank you.
Again, so follow them, give them some love, bring them some gift cards, or some tacos, you know, or something like,
oh,
me and Gabe got to go get tacos because
you kidding me?
We got to go get tacos.
I haven't eaten since I got home. I would love to go and eat some tacos right now. nothing beats a good quesadilla though. I'm just saying.
Oh,
anyway,
me and Kyle tacos.
Any gifts are welcome. So thank you.
There you go. So, yeah, so that's pretty much going to wrap it up. Again, support these guys. These guys are absolutely amazing. So you can see them, you know, pretty much in town near you, pretty much. I will be back next week. Rad Pro Wrestling, Max Smash Master. We're going to talk about Rad. Have you guys checked out Rad Pro Wrestling? Because it's awesome. Like, it's on that one show. It's on IWTV. It is amazing. You need to go watch it. Like, you want some giggles?
I think I've definitely heard of Rad Pro.
100%. Sure. You know the roster. Okay. Amazing. If you guys haven't watched it, go watch it. It's an hour and a half on IWTV. It's so freaking good. So Max Smashmaster is coming on next week, and Flash Carter is coming on next week as well. Another one that everybody should keep their eyes open for. So I know Gabe got tagged in a tweet yesterday with Melissa that we were saying that Flash and Gabe need to wrestle. So I feel like this needs to be an NFW thing. So.
Interesting. Hey, listen, anybody that's willing to step up to the plate, just know I'm going to test you, so you ready.
And I need Vlog Bros versus Above the Rest. Let's go. Vlog Bro Universe.
I would love that match, too. They're one of the best right now, for sure.
They're crushing it.
You know, big test, big match. I would love that match, though, for sure. Like, they're awesome.
Putting it into the universe. So.
Yeah.
So
that's all it takes sometimes. That's all it takes.
Guys, tweet at those promotions too if you want to see them. If you haven't, tag the promotions. Yeah. So, but yeah, so guys, thank you again so much for coming on here. Thanks for all the fans, all your questions, all your comments, all that fun stuff. Thanks to everybody who jumped in here. SAT, much love to you for coming in here too. But yeah, so you guys know the drill. Stay safe, support independent wrestling. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you, guys. Night.
See you Friday, buddy.